Take it away, Joel.
Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name's Joel, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on a gray, cloudy, chilly, but disappointingly, or maybe fortunately, not as snowy as they expected, Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range. Thanks for joining me on this still beautiful day, and we got a lot of beautiful music coming your way on the program today. We've got some tickets to give away a little bit later as well, so stick around for that. If you'd like to get in touch, you can do so via phone, 303-442-4242, or anytime via email, feedback@terrasonic.net. This is Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU. Thank you.
bien vite, mets-le. En bas tout c'est au qui acheter lui, au serré loin jusqu'à 3 heures. C'est dormi, dormi, mes amis, écoute bien, couvrir pour faire me lever, manquer, manger, manquer, dormir. Depuis 3 heures, faut mal rêver. Mais rabatou, mes bouts de café, on qui tente, le peu m'acheter, moi qui arrête, le peu m'acheter. Mais rabatou, mes bouts de café, mais rabatou, mes bouts de café, mais rabatou, mes bouts de café.
rosa na mão.
O galho de manjericão e anda roda brilhantina laranjeira é lindo.
Sonic on listener-powered KGNU Community Radio for the Front Range and beyond. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me today and making Terrasonic and KGNU part of your weekend. Hope you're having a good one so far. We began the program with music from a great new collection of music from Haiti, titled Tambu Tujulu, Merengue, Compa Creole, Voodoo Jazz, and Electric Folklore from Haiti circa 1960 to 1981. And we heard a song called Arapadou by Rodrigue Millien, a song group Combite Creole. Then moving over to Madrid for a dubbed out version of the Buena Vista Social Club's track Chan Chan. That's courtesy of Iseo. She's the vocalist, and Dodo Sound. And then from Zunido da Mata, the Cebu and Joe Nagal edit of Brilliantina. Right now in the background from Brooklyn, New York, it's Auntie Ballas, Dub JJ, from their album Government Magic. This program is presented by the KGNU Listener and by Swallow Hill Music, presenting Peter Mwanga and the Amaravi Movement on April 22nd and Laughing Hands on May 20th. Tickets and information can be found at swallowhillmusic.org. Well, as I mentioned at the top, I've got some tickets to give away a little bit later in the program, so stay tuned for that. And also got a lot of great music for you as well. 303-442-4242 is the number to call if you'd like to get in touch. Otherwise, let's just get back to the music here on KGNU. It's Terrasonic.
No, no.
voice of the African nation.
Exodus, Black Star Mall, we set the trend and travel on the wall to the continent. Yeah, they say it's
always on fire. Why trust them when you know they liars? You know they wanna own all of your empire. Ghana, Rwanda, Congo, Niger, Mozambique, Liberia, Kenya, Martinique, Nigeria, Libya, Chad, Angola, Gabon, Mali, Burundi, Guinea, and Malawi, Morocco, Senegal, and the Gambia, Lesotho, SA, and Namibia, Zimbabwe, Cameroon, and Somalia, Ethiopia, and Uganda. Got more gold in the Wild Wild West, all the best land and the resources. Got the whole world on who got next. Better get you some, for it ain't none left. We say it's the future. Africa's the future. Africa's the future.
It's Terrasonic on Listener Powered, KGNU, community radio for the Front Range and beyond. My name is Joel Davis. Coming up on the halfway point on this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music, we just heard new music from Philistine and Nova from an album called Drapeto Mania and a track called Minor. Before that, new music from Soul Science Lab. This is so new, I just got it yesterday. I haven't even had time to read anything about it. I don't know where it's from. But I'm going to say probably somewhere in West Africa. And their album is called Plan for Paradise, and that song was called Africa's the Future. And then some more future Afrobeat prior to that from Ngon Endong. He is originally from Gabon, resides in Montreal now. And from an album titled Vibrations by Ngon Endong, we heard What You Need Awareness. In the background right now, it's Samarana and Sahale. A track called 3 Years in the Forest. A little something I stumbled upon on Bandcamp. As I mentioned, we've got some tickets to give away. This is for a show happening at the Boulder Theater on 420. It's The Expendables. They grew up in Santa Cruz, surfing, skating, partying, and playing music. But since 1997, they've staked their claim in the California surf rock genre by headlining venues from coast to coast, blending reggae, punk, and 80s-style dueling guitar solos. The Expendables have made heads turn and floors shake for years. They're coming to the Boulder Theater again on April 20th. We ask that you be a KGNU listener member and that you have not won anything from us in the past 30 days. If that sounds like you and you were the third caller at 303-442-4242, then we'll send you and a friend to see The Expendables at the Boulder Theater. This is an all-ages show. And I'll figure out when you call if these are guest list or paper tickets. But call now for The Expendables. Third caller, 303-442-4242. This is Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU.
عيش طفيف بلا ذاكرة الجميلة مثل أغاني الفرح
تتملى تتتنيني هي تتملى تتتنيني هي تزجار ديهن ورتس كنزر ساسا نسوى دغني زي درهم ماني
Terrasonic on listener powered KGNU Community Radio. We are your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, and you just heard music from Tenaro, and their latest is called El Juan. It's out on the Wedge Records label. And Tenaro, when coming to Denver to the Oriental Theater next Saturday night, 1 week from tonight. And sure to be a great show. Some friends of mine just saw them in LA last night, said it was amazing, as usual. This will be at least their third or fourth stop on the Front Range, and they're always worth checking out. They just keep getting better and better. Before that, Tenaro, and track we heard from Dengue Fever from the title track to their album Sleepwalking Through the Mekong. And Dengue Fever is an LA-based band with some very surf rock tendencies. And they're fronted by Cambodia's Cho Ni Mol on the vocals. And they will be opening for Tenaro. So really quite a double bill coming to the Oriental Theater next Saturday night. KGNU presenting the show, and hope to see a lot of you down there. Before Dengue Fever, we heard new music from Lebanon's Yasmin Hamdan and the title track to her album Al Jamilat, out now on the Cram Discs label. She is an incredible singer, quite a provocative performer. She fronted a band out of Beirut for many years called Soap Kills. In the background right now, it's Group Bombino, now simply known as Bombino. This is a track from their Sublime Frequencies release, Guitars of Agadez Volume 2, remixed by Akis Beats, a producer based in Athens, Greece. Congrats to Alan. He won those tickets to see The Expendables on 420 at the Boulder Theater. Pays to be a listener member to KGNU, you get those cool perks. Off to Bollywood next on Terrasonic on listener powered KGNU.
जाने जा ढूंढता फिर रहा हूँ तुम्हें रात दिन मैं यहाँ से वहाँ जाने जा ढूंढता फिर रहा हूँ तुम्हें रात दिन मैं यहाँ से वहाँ मुझको
Contra el resto, ¿quién gana? El
Coming around the home stretch here on this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music known as Terrasonic. We come your way every Saturday noon to 1 right here on listener-powered community radio, KGNU. Just heard music from Maddie Zundel from a great album called Amazonico Gravitante out on the Buenos Aires-based ZZK Records label, a track called El Alto de la Paz featuring Bogat. He is, I believe, from Montreal. Before that, from DJ Entrification, spelled sort of a variant of gentrification, and taken from his SoundCloud page, we heard a track called Jewel Thief, and in the background right now, it's Manu Chao's Politic Kills, the Prince Fatty instrumental remix version. This program is brought to you by the KGNU listener members and by the Laughing Goat Coffee House, now with 3 locations. One on Pearl Street, one in East Boulder at 2907 55th Street, and the CU campus in the North Library. More information and a list of special events can be found at thelaughinggoat.com. Terrasonic may be winding down for the day, but keep it locked to KGNU. We've got a lot of great music ahead for you this afternoon, as always. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got a few minutes of headlines from the BBC, and then 3 hours of Reggae Bloodlines with the Donovan in the house today. He will bring the sunshine out on a cloudy day, that is for sure. After that, at 4 o'clock, it's 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots. And then at 6 o'clock, a full hour of bad news from the BBC World Service. KGNU Saturday evening music programming commences at 7 with Sound Lab. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. You'll find a playlist for today's program. You can podcast it. You can stream it all at afterfm.com. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel with archive programs, in-studio interviews, live performances, and much more. It's all at afterfm.com. You'll find an archive for Terrasonic at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic, and you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Terrasonic Radio. My name's Joel Davis. This has been Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. We'll see you right back here next Saturday for Terrasonic on KGNU. Have a great weekend.
Santos has gone to the southern city of Mocoa, where rescuers are searching the wreckage of homes. The BBC's Nicolas Rocha explains what happened.
Heavy rains led to the rivers, three rivers in the, that cross the city, burst their banks, and they just swept away whole neighbourhoods, according to the local mayor. He said 17 neighbourhoods had been affected. It happened overnight, so presumably the people were caught by surprise, or many were caught by surprise. It's a very hot and humid and rainy area, very remote too, which makes it difficult. You can only reach there by air, really, because there's one road that takes 4 or 5 hours to get to the biggest sort of easily accessible town. And with the rain, the road is impassable. It's impossible to go through.
Venezuela's top court has made a U-turn, revoking its controversial decision to strip the opposition-led Congress of its powers. The move by the Supreme Court follows a surprise intervention by President Nicolas Maduro. Here's our Latin America correspondent, Will Grant.
When it came, the move to reverse the Supreme Court's ruling was swift. Following an outcry both inside and out of Venezuela, President Maduro made a late-night address assuring that the situation would be resolved within hours. He urged the judges to review the ruling to maintain institutional stability. Soon after, they did just that and made a U-turn on the decision to absorb Parliament's powers. Questions still remain as to whether the National Assembly will be able to function as before and be free of judicial interference.
A memorial service in South Africa for the revered anti-apartheid activist Ahmed Kathrada has transformed into a strong attack against President Jacob Zuma. Among those attending the event was the former finance minister Pravin Gordhan, whose sacking this week has caused a bitter feud in the governing ANC. Here's David Bamford.
The widow and family of the late ANC veteran Ahmed Kathrada, who was once jailed alongside Nelson Mandela, have made no secret of their dislike for Jacob Zuma. The South African president was not allowed to attend his funeral this week. But the man at the centre of the current ANC row, the sacked finance minister Pravin Gordhan, was there. He said the country faced a polarised and contentious moment and was in a mini-crisis. His successor, Maluzi Gigaba, has a very different message to Mr. Gordon's fiscal conservatism. He has called for radical economic transformation.
Another group of Syrian rebels and their families have left the last remaining rebel-held enclave in Homs as part of a deal with the government. More than 40 buses took the rebels out of Al-Waer district towards the province of Idlib. World News from the BBC. A bomb blast in Egypt has injured 16 people, nearly all of them policemen. The explosive device was planted in a motorbike left outside a police training centre in the delta city of Tanta. Militants in Egypt have attacked military and police targets since the army overthrew the Islamist president Mohamed Morsi in 2013. A huge South Korean cargo ship with 24 people on board has gone missing in the South Atlantic after sending out a distress call. A spokesman for the Uruguayan Navy, which coordinated a search, said the freighter, Stella Daisy, was believed to have sunk. There are reports that two sailors have been spotted on a life raft. A Kenyan lawyers' organisation has expressed dismay over a video on social media which appears to show a plainclothes police officer shooting dead two unarmed men. A police spokesman is quoted as saying those who died were members of a gang in the Nairobi suburb of Eastleigh who were suspected of having